Now, the other thing that I will say is also from a cash out standpoint. Hey, I got a good property. It's got equity in it, and I want to pull cash out of my investment property. At deal number 5 and higher, you're not going to get a 30-year fix because they do not allow cash out anymore. It's a guideline that changed a couple years ago. They do not allow cash out on investment property for deal number 5 and up. So if you've got some property and you know you're getting ready to finance another one, it's going to be number 5, but you got some other property as well that you might want to pull cash out of, I'm begging you to pull cash out first as a strategical measure for your real estate investment business. You want to pull cash out before you do that next deal, because you can still do a purchase at deal number 5 through 10. You can still do a no cash out refinance, which means that you could go find a good deal, get hard money on that deal, get some fix up money on that deal, and then turn around and say, hey, I've got equity in this property. I just want to refinance and pay off a high interest rate loan and get a great 30-year fix. You can do that all day long. That's a no cash out transaction. And you can do a purchase at deal number 5 through 10. But if you want cash out, I am begging you to get your cash out before you hit deal number 5, because if not, you could be stuck. I've seen plenty of people who have 4 financed homes and then come to me and say, hey, Jason, I got a house. It's worth 200 grand. I bought it for 100. I put 10 grand into it. And again, it's worth 200, and I just want to pull out 70 grand. And I'll look and see that they have 4 houses financed, and guess what? They're not going to get a 30-year fix because they don't allow cash out. Even if you're just trying to get your money back, they do not allow cash out.
Oh, wait. So even if you're trying to get your money back, like from a rehab, like if you rehab the property?
You got it.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you clarified that. I thought you meant, you know, after you paid for your rehab expenses and whatnot, and you want an extra $10,000, and the numbers work to do so, they're not going to be copacetic on that. But okay, I got you. So let's just toss this out there. On deal number 5, then, let's say you have the cash to do the rehab on the property before you refinance it, you'd be better to borrow it so that you have a lien against the property that gets paid off, because otherwise you're going to end up sinking that money into the property and not get it back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So as you said before, JP, I'm a machine. So literally, I'm telling you from a guideline perspective, I would literally say, hey, go get financing on this deal, because I can turn around and do a no cash out refi all day long at great 30-year fixed interest rates in the 4s, and you're the happiest person on planet Earth with equity, cash flow, turn around later and sell it, whatever you want to do. But if you pay cash and you come away from the closing table on your closing statement with either $2,000 or more than 2% of your loan amount as cash back to you, that's considered a cash out transaction. I don't care if you have 100 grand into it. If you're walking away from the table with a check in hand after that closing, that's considered cash out. Now, Do I agree with those guidelines? Nope. But I'm telling you right now, it's probably one of the biggest pieces of investor heartburn that I see on a monthly basis, because no one has informed them or told them of a guideline that could obviously derail their business. So,
right. Please. Well, you've got somebody who, you know, let's say they've socked away $100,000 of their own money that they're using to actively rehab and refinance properties, and they're happy campers on deals 1 through 4, and then suddenly in deal 5, all their money gets stuck because they didn't know about that. So on deal 5, just to be clear, when we say they should have gone out and got a loan for that money, we're talking like private money, hard money, something. They should have been willing to pay to get short-term bridge financing to pay for their rehab, even though they have the cash. And what they're paying for there is the ability to not lose all their cash in deal number 5.
Absolutely correct. It's very, very critical. I see it happen all the time. It's a silly guideline, but that is what it is. And absolutely, you want to use other people's money. Otherwise, your money could be stuck. And I get this a lot. Well, Jason, if I did that, it might cost me $2,500 to get that bridge loan just to get the financing I'm looking for. And I always say it tongue-in-cheek or with a smile, as their teammate, of course, but just to let them know, as opposed to having $100,000 stuck that you can't do the next deal that's going to make even more money. And then when I say that, they're like, okay, you've got a valid point there. Mm-hmm. And so it's the cost of doing business, and that's something that you have to be aware of, and you do not want to move forward with the wrong financing and a guideline blueprint to grow your real estate business. Otherwise, you could be on the outside looking in. So
another strong caution there that just popped into my mind that we need to mention is, if you're borrowing Aunt Sally's money or Mom and Dad's money for your rehab, be sure that you're recording a lien on their behalf when you do that, so that there is a legitimate lien in existence to be paid off when you refinance. Otherwise, it's just like you're using your own cash as far as they're concerned, and they're not going to let you even look like you're getting cash back on deal five or above, like Jason just pointed out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely correct. And so let me get really granular on this for you. I'm going to get real guideline crazy on this point for a second, because you brought this point up. What I prefer, and not me, just from a guideline and underwriter perspective, so I'm cutting open the underwriter's mind so that you can look into it and understand how it works, okay? You want to get a lien against the property so that you can pay it off as a no cash out refinance, okay? Now, if I'm being selfish and telling you and cutting open an underwriter's mind so you can see how it works, this is what I would tell you to do. And please heed my warning, because you could be on the outside looking in from a financing perspective. If you put a lien against it, I prefer that lien is a company, not just your uncle. That's number one. Number two, I would also write the note to where payments are due. And your title company or closing attorney can set that up for you and make payments. And then lastly, to really get granular with you, make a monthly payment so that you can say, look, I've been making the monthly payments. I just want to pay off this higher interest rate loan and get my no cash out refi done and better financing. Make payments from your personal account. It used to be that you could make payments from your business account and they'd still refinance. It's not reporting to the credit agencies, right? So they're going to see proof that you've made the payment. So what I would tell you is that I want you to understand that, make it from your personal account so that there's consistency there. And because a lot of banks, not all, a lot of banks won't approve your loan if that payment's being made out of a business account. So those are things that I would tell you. Those are things that and here's the thing. I'm telling you the stuff that I know is going to steer you away from financing harm. And some of the stuff I'm telling you is not sexy because you're like, well, that just creates one more extra step for me. Well, no, that's actually putting your best foot forward, because what my job here to do is to make you look pretty and not get stuck. So from deal number five and up, I'm telling you, no cash out. You can do so you can't get cash out deals, transactions done, but you can do a no cash out. So that's why you get financing against it instead of using your own cash, because even if you're trying to get $2,000 cash back or 2%, like I said earlier, that the banks will not approve that loan on a 30-year fixed. Doesn't mean you couldn't go to a local bank and get a 20-year note on a 5-year renewable note. It's kind of like a quasi-commercial loan. Okay, so I just want to make sure that everybody's aware of that.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you clearing that up.